how's tax credit reform going to work in the legislature this session?
Well, it's kind of interrupting. It appears to be more economic driven than it is philosophical at this point, and that one of the disturbing factors is that most of what we've heard is that while the state needs to come up with some extra money or save money on their cuts in order to balance budget, therefore we've got to take some money out of the tax credits. And why I think that is something that legislators really need to think through, as well as the governor, because the tax credit, by definition, the money doesn't go back until there's an investment. So if, in fact, you cut off the tax credits, then you also, on your income side of the ledger, you also need to reduce that as well. So I don't really think that the state gains anything by doing that. And I think that we as the Chamber Alliance believe that it's, you know, definitely worthwhile that people should look at each of the tax credits to see whether or not they feel that it's being used for the purpose of which they were set up for.
Do you, from what you've heard, does it look like this is going to be an issue that the legislature is actually going to try to get through this session?
Yeah, I think it's something that's going to be given very serious consideration, Jeff. Where it ends up, I don't really know. I think that as we have been visiting with legislators and informing them as to what has been done in the past and how these have benefited the state, I think that many legislators who are seriously questioning whether or not this would be an appropriate area to be looked at to try to save any money on. Mm-hmm. That in fact, by saving some expense, you're losing a lot of income in the process.
Mm-hmm. The governor's task force made a number of recommendations. I'd like to go through those with you, if we could, to talk about how the Chamber Alliance feels about them. The first one I want to talk about is the transferability provision for all tax credits. Do you support eliminating that?
I do not. That in essence, on the transferability, I'm not sure how familiar you are with it, Jeff, but that really is what makes these in some of the programs, because see, they all don't have transferability.
Right.
The historic tax credits, they have transferability, and without that, it would be very difficult for anybody to really utilize those. The director of the Department of Cultural Affairs, who was on that panel, she said that if you were to do away with the transferability, that would pretty much do away with the historic tax credit program.
And that's because the historic tax credit program is basically the tax credits are a funding lever that you essentially sell your tax credits to get your money.
Right, and as you know, the historic tax credits were really set up not just to save older buildings, but to put them into a position where these buildings could be used again, because it's frankly a lot cheaper to go to what you call a green site. Now, obviously the word green site has taken on a different definition now than it had before, but generally you're talking about a new site, you know, where there's nothing already on there. Because when you rehab older buildings, it's much more expensive.
Mm-hmm. The second recommendation was to establish a 5-year sunset for all tax credits. Do you support that?
No. And the reason for that is that when it is in the law that something will expire at such and such a date, then whoever is putting together a business plan, they need to take that into account. So if I'm Company X and I'm thinking of doing an expansion in my community, or whether I'm thinking of doing it in another state, I'm going to put together the best business plan that I possibly can. Where does it make sense financially for us to do our expansion? By putting those tax credit by putting a sunset on it. Let's say there's only 2 years left in the sunset period, okay, before it sunsets. Then I have to assume by law that this tax credit will no longer be there. So if I'm going to make my expansion in 3 years, then I put together my business plan, I will need to factor in that those are going to be gone. Now, they may be extended by the legislature, they may not. But for me to put together an honest business plan, I would have to go under the assumption that those are expired.
Right.
The thought, Jeff, behind it, which was good, is that if they put an expiration date on them, that meant that they would be closely scrutinized. My experience has been in state government, when you put a sunset on something, then it's not looked at until that sunset comes up. We frankly think all programs should be looked at every year, not just every 5 years or 3 years, whatever the sunset may be.
Mm-hmm. Third recommendation was to cap all currently uncapped tax credits.
Yeah, I think the difficulty with doing that is you're saying that would be like in your business that you would say, okay, we're only going to make X amount of revenue this year. Once we get to that part, we're going to cut it off. No more sales. We're just going to stop it. Well, a business doesn't do that, of course. And it's the same way with these tax credits. Again, the tax credits only go into effect when there's an expansion or somebody's making an investment. So why would you cap the amount of investment that you would allow come into the state at any one point in time?
There are eight tax credits recommended for elimination. Are there any of those that you support? I mean, some of those were because they were obsolete, I believe, though.
Yeah, some of those I'm not familiar with, Jeff, and really wouldn't comment. I don't know whether some of them have been used or not, and I don't know how or why they got set up in the first place.
Are there any of those that are named that you would favor or not object to eliminating?
I don't have that list in front of me, and I don't know what some of them are. I mean,
okay.
even if you gave me, I know one was the assistive device or something. I don't know what that was for, what that's intended for, so I really don't. I don't know what that's to be used for.
Obviously, the film tax credits were kind of the prompt for this.
Yeah.
What's the chamber's position on keeping, reforming, or eliminating those?
We should retain those.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing in the law that made what happen, and because something was not properly administered, that doesn't mean that you do away with it. If there needs to be some restrictions put on it, if there needs to be better management on it, you know, so be it. But to say that because it was mismanaged, that means that it's not necessary, shouldn't be used, we don't agree to that.
The last one I want to ask you about in terms of these recommendations was to eliminate the refundability provision for the research activities tax credit.
Yeah, the refundability, especially to our major corporations in this state, is a very, very important factor. There was a company by the name of Kim and Industries out of the Des Moines area that has discussed a possible major expansion. They are in five or six different countries in the world. And without the tax credit, and I believe the refundability part of it, it makes Iowa and the United States no longer competitive, because it costs them 30% more to hire bioscience engineers in the United States than it does in other countries, and the bioscience engineers that they have in the other countries are very, very good. What the research activities credit has done for their situation has made Iowa competitive. The argument, of course, is that some large corporations, because they sell most, if not all, their products outside of Iowa, do not pay Iowa income tax. So therefore, they shouldn't get any money for doing that. We disagree with that, because these are the type of jobs that we want to have in the state.
and that they pay a lot of money in property taxes, and they pay good wages, and those people that have the good wages pay income tax into the state. So we think the refundability is gives us kind of a leg up on some of the other states, and we feel it's worked quite well and should continue.
It sounds basically like you've basically just said that the task force was you disagree with the task force on virtually everything recommended. What was the problem with the task force?
They've made a lot of recommendations, and I don't have the recommendations ahead of me, but they were more than the ones that you just listed.
Right, but the other ones were not. The other ones were not really. They seemed more. I'm trying to think of the word. I only included those five because those were the ones that seemed to bear on sort of the basic, the actual substance of tax credits and things of that nature. But
the most important one, mm-hmm. I mean, one that has had huge impact was the 260E program, which is a job training program that is used throughout the state. That was probably one of the most significant recommendations that they made. And it was my understanding that the governor couldn't even go along with that.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, I was trying to think of some other stuff that they had in there. But anyhow, go ahead.
So you find fault with many of the recommendations, several of the recommendations. What did the task force do wrong? Was its charge wrong? Was the composition wrong? Or was its methodology wrong?
I don't think they did anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the word that you used. Found fault with them. I don't find any fault with them. They took their view, and what they were trying to do is come up with savings for the state of Iowa,
mm-hmm.
and that was one of the things that they were looking for. From our perspective, they just drew the wrong conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make what they did was. Bad or good or indifferent.
Are the are tax credits a good economic development tool in your opinion?
They are. Evidently, President Obama thinks so as well. He announced that he thought that they should have tax credits for job creation.
Mm-hmm. Are there other reforms in the state's tax credit programs that you'd like to see that maybe weren't raised by the task force?
Well, here's what I think is interesting. Is if you look at the main programs administered through the Department of Economic Development, they're basically the enterprise zone and the high quality job creation. Now there's also a high quality job program, a new capital investment program, and a new jobs and income program. But they have kind of been consolidated into just the enterprise zone and the high quality job creation. The reason I mention these, Jeff, is because we looked at over the past 6.5 years to see what in fact had taken place. And if you eliminate those which either didn't continue on or the companies went out of business, that over that 6.5 year period of time, the state has provided about $667 million in tax credits. The investment that came from private companies was over $12 billion. That's revenue. That was stuff that was bought in the state, put in the ground. So if you look at your percentages, for every dollar that the private sector put in this state, they received what you want, a tax credit or a rebate of about 5.5%.
Mm-hmm.
Is all that they receive back. Now, if you look at where most of it went, over half of it was for renewable fuels,
mm-hmm.
for ethanol plants or biodiesel plants. So the point is that the legislature made a conscious decision that we wanted to grow the biofuels and the ethanol industry. Right? And one of the ways that they did it was by providing these tax credits. In order to do that, so they, in my opinion, not only do we think it's a good way, for economic growth in the state, but the proof is in the numbers. I mean, when you have when the state is only providing 5.5 cents for every dollar that is invested by the private sector, I think the bigger question should be is why aren't we doing more of this, not what we can do to do less.
Those numbers you just gave me, where did those come from?
These were a study we did from the Department of Economic Development. We looked at their total investments, or their projects. There were, I believe, 330 projects during that period of time by 303 companies.
Could you send me that report, or is that on your website?
This is the research that we did. We didn't come up with a fancy report and put that out. That was just an internal thing that
okay.
We got the data, by the way, from the Department of Economic Development.
But those numbers.
Looked at every project that they had done over the last 6.5 years.
Now, that is only tax credits, or are there other programs? You mentioned a couple other programs. Was that only tax credits, or were those its programs?
The five programs that I listed, those were all tax credit programs.
Okay. So the numbers you gave me were only for the tax credit programs.
That is correct.
Okay. And that's that 5.5% or whatever it was?
The projects totaled over $12 billion. I'm sorry, it was 334 projects, 303 companies. The total investment by the private sector was $12 billion, and the state provided tax credits of $667 million. I think if you do the math, you'll find it comes out at 5.5%, a little over.
And obviously the investment of $12 billion is enormous. What was the tax revenue generated by those projects?
You would have to look at property tax, income tax, sales tax, I don't know anybody who has that number.
What would be your educated guess on where that might be?
You'd have to ask tax people on that because I don't know how. 85% of their investment, though, Jeff, was in capital investment.
Mm-hmm.
So that meant that they were buying, concrete, cement. They were buying. A lot of it was retooling. A lot of equipment was purchased. And what the multiplier effect of that is, I don't know. I always get a little nervous about getting into multiplier effects because I learned, you've probably been through this before. People, especially on tourism, you say you have one convention here and the dollar turns over, 25 times,
yeah.
And I always thought, okay, so all I need to do is get 50 people in town and I can balance my whole budget. I don't know how that works.
The key question with any economic development program is, would that investment have happened without this program?
That's exactly right. And nobody knows for sure, and that's always difficult. But let me put it up this way and see what you think. All of our companies are competing on a global competition right now. Many of our companies are domiciled outside the state of Iowa. I can cite Monsanto, which is located in St. Louis. And last year, for the first time, they had more employees in Iowa than they did Missouri. So when things like that happen, what's the thought? Is there some reason they don't like Missouri? I mean, they got their headquarters there. So chances are, if all things being equal, that they would locate and expand in Missouri. John Deere across the river from you folks, why do they do some expansions in Iowa versus Illinois or many of their other locations? I think that Iowa needs to have a very strong incentive-type program, because Iowa is not a low-cost place to do business. And when I say that, it's not taking anything away from the state of Iowa. It's just the way it is. Our cost for energy is relatively low, but you use a lot of it, especially in manufacturing. We have extreme weather in the wintertime, and we have extreme weather in the summertime. And so our consumption of energy is very, very high. So those are all kinds of factors. What companies do, they have a fiduciary responsibility to their shareholders to maximize their profits at, their profits for their shareholders. And what they have to do is figure out what it's going to cost them to make their product. And if there are incentives, if there are tax credits, if there are things that we can do to make sure that these companies can compete by staying in the state of Iowa or expanding in the state of Iowa, then it is a benefit to the entire state. Because if you look at it, you know, the three biggest sources, about 90% of the sources of revenue for the state of Iowa, come from primarily personal income tax, sales tax, and corporate tax.